This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports in Manhattan, Kansas, out there in the Little Apple, home of Kansas State University. And going right on into it, Avery Johnson and others trying to convince big tight end there, Lincoln Kerr, to come to K-State. I saw this late last night, and Lincoln Kerr, late last night, around 11 p.m., was hopped on his Instagram Live or whatever he was doing last night. But he did not say anything in perturbs of his future plans, obviously, as K-State's trying to land him as part of the 2025 class. There, if you were or have been on social media, whether it's Instagram, more importantly, really, Lincoln Kerr was seen pictures, of course, wearing a number 3 white Wildcats uniform, but he did not announce his college plans there as well. Avery Johnson, being the leader that he is, obviously, knows how to get the job done, not only on the field, but off the field as well, trying to help others hop on board to Wildcat Country. Kerr, by the way, is the nation's number 2 rated tight end. Is ranked currently a 5-star player by most scouting online services, whether that's On3 or others there as well. The Wildcats looking to seal the deal there, though, right now, trying to get him on. Obviously, we have Garrett Oakley right now, who is going to be filling in the shoes of Ben Sinnott, who went in the second round of this past year's NFL draft there as well. So We've seen that, obviously, on social media. Excuse me. On social media there, Avery Johnson, he was also in a picture with Kerr and the head coach of the football team, Chris Kleiman, on Friday on X. Again, X, whether that's X, Twitter, or other social platforms there as well. So he was seen on it on there. Let's see. Yeah, so let's see. There's his stats here on that. So I'm looking for, there we go, his stats I wrote down on a sheet of paper here. So Lincoln Kerr, K-State, who is right in the middle of this battle, trying to land him to Manhattan. Kerr caught 42 passes for 946 yards and 14 touchdown passes. Not passes. Man, getting all mixed up. 14 touchdowns. As a junior, he is currently going to Goodland High. He is listed 6'6", 220-pound prospect. And he does that, obviously, has skills that will help any Division I program there. And right now, K-State's in the middle of this battle with rival KU, well, of course, A&M, Texas A&M to be exact, and Oregon there as well. So, right now, excuse me again. If he commits, which now I'm recording this on Sunday morning, so he still has what? less than 20 hours. He will join Dominic Mitchell, Dylan Duff, Will Kimna, right? Weston Polk, Martell Jackson, Anonis Moyes, Dalton Knapp, Sawyer Shilsky. I might have butchered that. Sorry. Excuse me about that. JoJo Scott, Christian Academy. Oh, no, not Christian Academy. That's where JoJo Scott goes or is going coming from. Will be coming from in McGuire, Richmond there as well. So it looks like here. Yeah, that's the list that we have right now. So we don't talk a whole lot of recruiting on this podcast every once in a while. But that's the list that I have here right now. If Kerr would to announce his verbal commitment to K-State, Dominic Mitchell, safety, Dylan Duff, who is a quarterback, Kimna, D-tackle, Weston Pope, linebacker, Martell Johnson, the corner, Adonis Moyes, he is also a wide receiver, Dalton Knapp, defensive end, Sawyer Shilsky, again, stumbling on that name. Wow. A linebacker. It's Scott. He is also a... This is his position right there. And then you have Richmond, a linebacker. Excuse me there. Trying to get through this without any more yawns here, as I'm coming off of a early morning, kind of another one of these hard runs, but if you want to call it easy, you can, but coming off of another long-ish run after running, total 21 miles today, so I apologize about that if that is annoying to you guys. But yeah, so right now, that's where we all stand with that. Right now, as you know, this rare recruiting episode of the podcast here. So Lincoln Kerr, K-State's right in the thick of this battle with rival KU, Oregon, and Texas A&M to try to land tall, 6'6", rangy tight end there. It's Lincoln Kerr, so we'll see how that all shapes out at the end of this, obviously, here, as we're still in the midst of counting down to 2024 K-State football out there in Manhattan, Kansas, August 31st, against Tennessee. Morton, K-State opens up against them at home, which will be K-State Athletics Hall of Fame weekend, as new inductees who've made a big impact of K-State sports during their time will be inducted to the new 2024 class, which I'm going to be doing something special on the Podbean channel, which you can find GRIER, the number 3EDDIE apostrophe S podcast, which, oh, by the way, speaking of that, I need to upload the latest episode, which me and Alex recorded, which we also had more technical difficulties. Never a dull moment when we get together with this technology stuff. But by the end, hopefully by the afternoon, I'll have the latest episode out there for you guys to listen to out there. Myself and Alex Aiden. Alex Aiden will be joining me for the upcoming football season postcast. Every K-State football game after a K-State football game this year, which could be another outstanding one. We'll have to see what happens. But again, me and Alex A will be joining me for the postcast of every football game in 2024, as K-State will look to contend for a shot to get back to Arlington after missing out last year, and hopes to contend for an automatic bid to the college football playoff. So there you go. GRIER, the number 3EDDIE apostrophe S podcast. That is what you're looking for if you're wanting more K-State content. And also, I am hopeful to do a special series on the new upcoming class of 2024 K-State Hall of Fame there, so which includes, I believe, two new inductees from football there as well. So I'm looking to do a new project on that as well, and also possibly having a friend of the show back on this upcoming week of the podcast. So and that friend will talk. We will focus on that basketball, as K-State, Jerome Tang and company filled out the roster for the 2024-25 campaign. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we post Kansas State content. This will come out later on around lunchtime, somewhere around there. And then, of course, I'll hope to have that new episode over on Podbean. So you have to download the Podbean app first. And then, like I told you before, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, type that in there and you should find all bonus content between the two podcasts I do. But you're looking for PPPW podcast, Purple Project podcast, weekly bonus, and you'll get all the content right there. So be on the lookout for the latest episode there on Podbean. But that, for right now, that's going to do it for this edition of the Purple Project podcast, weekend edition, special edition recruiting, as K-State in the hunt to land Lincoln Kerr, a number 2 prospect here in the state of Kansas, tight end, 6'6", 6'6". Woo! That would be a huge get for Avery Johnson. They can land him in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Lane out there in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast about to enter in a new week. Go Cats!